Heroic Stories, restoring faith in humanity, one story at a time.
Food for Body and Soul by Maida Lando Brook, Riverdale, New York, USA. My husband, Alex, was diagnosed with leukemia in October 2000. When we received the news, it felt as if the earth had opened and we were falling. Incredibly, my brother's wife had been diagnosed with acute leukemia a few years before. Because of that, we knew all too clearly the difficulties that lay ahead. The doctor told me the diagnosis first so we could tell Alex together. When Alex heard the news, he turned to me, took my hand, and said, "You'll see, good things will come out of this." Neither of us could have imagined how true his words would be. Our boys go to a school outside of our local area. Both boys had wonderful friends in their third and sixth grade classes, but we didn't feel as connected to the school community as some parents did. We could not imagine how the administrators, teachers, and parents of the school would open their hearts to us. They made us part of their community and cared for us with grace. In particular, Mary Paul and her husband Benjamin took it upon themselves to help us. Mary Paul remembered a time, years before, when her family had had troubles. She had promised herself that if she saw another family in distress, she would do something about it. She contacted other parents via email and organized dinner and shopping for us. Every other day for the first 6 months of my husband's illness, cooked food and incidentals were delivered to our door. Parents and teachers shopped, cooked, and delivered to us. It's hard to express how much those deliveries of dinners meant to us. They sustained us body and soul through the long months. During most of that time, Alex was hospitalized. Each day, when food arrived, the boys and I were amazed again that we were thought of and helped. The food became an anchor, helping to set the pace of our days as well as providing stability. As you may imagine, stability was in short supply for those 8 months, so it was doubly appreciated. Although I told these wonderful parents and teachers several times that we were coping, the food didn't stop until I firmly asked them to discontinue it. Even then, they told us that they would resume any time we needed it. Many times in my life, I've wished that I had done more in a given situation. The actions of Mary Paul, Benjamin, and the other parents and teachers overwhelmed us with their ability to translate caring into action. In helping us, Mary Paul did something for the entire community. She gave others a vehicle by which they could contribute in a meaningful way. Many parents thanked me for allowing them to be part of a whole that was greater than the sum of its parts. My boys and I had the extraordinary joy of seeing people at their best. I learned, and I hope they did too, not to underestimate the power of each individual act of kindness.
Visit heroicstories.org to read and leave a comment on today's story. Do you have a story to tell? Visit heroicstories.org/submit to review our story submission guidelines. Visit heroicstories.org/podcast for podcast and email subscription information, links to the Heroic Stories Facebook page, and information on sharing today's story. That's heroicstories.org/podcast.